from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So, the pylon continues, and the guy behind the pylon is a man named Barack Obama, and all of the people in his orbit. The pylon is intensifying. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. And on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. It's Wednesday, and it's already a crazy day, and it's only 3:06, so God only knows what the next couple hours are going to bring us. But I can tell you that the Obamas want Biden gone. Now, does Biden have anything on Obama that he could use as leverage? No, I don't think so anymore, because that was their whole thing with that chef who died in the swimming pool. I think whatever goods they may have had in Obama went away with that. So now the only question is, what goods does Obama have on Biden? And for that, we turn to the Hunter Biden laptop. He's not going to survive this. I'm telling you right now, he's not. It's every day. And George Clooney, who is Obama's spokesman, basically, George Clooney coming out. And oh, and I should mention, congratulations are in order to Huma Abedin and Alex Soros. No relation to George Soros. I'm kidding. That's his son. They just got engaged, so that's nice. You know what would be a great wedding gift? This radio station could be a nice... So, congrats and all the best to the happy couple. Obama is calling the shots on everything here. And Joe Biden is not long for this world. Bottom line, not long for this world. George Clooney and today Michael Douglas, Meathead Rob Reiner... the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, it's just cascading. There was a story today that the Dems had stopped the flood and the dam was whole. The dam's not holding. The dam is broken. And there is no Paul Krugman came out today. And I'm going to read you a statement in a second by Obama's speechwriter, John Lovett, and what he said. Chuck Todd has come out and said a senior Biden cabinet secretary told me 2 years ago he can't run again like this. Pelosi snapped at a reporter today in the hallway, the vampiric one. I will just tell you this. If I'm the Secret Service, I am dousing the White House in garlic. I'm hanging garlic from every window. I am putting a giant wooden cross on top of that White House. I'm doing everything I can to ward off the vampiric one. That's me. I take security very seriously because I don't know if the United States Secret Service is equipped to deal with a vampiric bat. I just don't know. I don't know. But if not, now's the time. You just got to put garlic around. That's the key right there. And remember, never invite her in because vampires need an invitation to come in. They can't just come in. All right. Now, I've told you for a while now, if you listen to this show, and if you do, you're an incredibly smart person with a great sense of humor. So good for you. If you listen to this show, you know that for months now, I've been saying to you, actually, as far back as last year, I didn't think Joe Biden was going to be the nominee or the candidate. Actually, I do think he'll be the nominee initially. I told you that for procedural reasons, but I've been saying he's not going to be the candidate now. I was saying that last year. I know it's very fashionable now for people to say it, and I'm only saying that not to brag, but I'm saying that because your time is valuable. It's the most valuable thing, and you can't get it back. So when you invest your time in this program, I want to make sure you know that it's not being wasted. You are getting value for your time. And that is, I hope, a different way of looking at the world, different perspective about what's going on, and hopefully a way to look at it that's not just surface level. And I always try to look beyond just the headlines. I remember many, many, many years ago, as I was trying to get into radio, I pitched the program director at WPHD at the time, Ed Palladino, great guy, pitched him a show idea. I wanted to call it something like Behind the Curtain or something, where I would talk about what goes on really in politics behind the curtain. And we shape that into something that we would kind of never do. But I would incorporate it into my show eventually when they would start letting me on the air. It's going back like 2010 or something. But that's the way I try to look at things. Like, what's really going on behind the scenes besides just what you hear on the corporate media? And you got to go a little bit deeper than that. And I'm fortunate in the sense that I worked in politics. So I worked in politics for most of my career, and then I got into talk radio. I didn't come from the world of radio. I came from the world of politics. So I was behind the scenes, and I was in the room, and I also was behind the curtain, literally behind the curtain. I mean, off stage while my candidate was speaking. So I have a different way of looking at things. And I remember last year when I first predicted that Joe Biden would not be the candidate, I said at the time, it's because of the Hunter Biden laptop. It's because they have the goods on this guy. And if they need to take him out of this race, they will. Because everything that they try to do to cover up the Hunter Biden laptop in 2016 or 2020, now they're going to use it to their advantage to get him out of the race. And I've given all these different scenarios for how Joe Biden could exit the race. And the key at this point is getting this old decomposing vegetable out of the race in a way that preserves his dignity. That's what he wants, and that's what he'll agree to. Everything right now is a negotiation. Everything that's happening right now is a negotiation. So this guy, John Lovett, who was one of Barack Obama's speechwriters, very high up in the world of Obama, put out a statement on Twitter a short time ago, and he said the following. He said, there have always been two Joe Bidens, the empathetic, decent, big-hearted leader forged in loss and grief, finding the good in his friends and opponents, in love with America, arms wide and open with space for everyone, and there's the blowhard with a chip on his shoulder, stubborn, something to prove, his fellow senators rolling their eyes as the finger wags harder and stories get longer. Statesman and politician, hero and fool. Joe Biden ran for president for 50 years. He finally won because he ran as that hero at a time when the country was desperate for empathy and normalcy and wisdom and grace. It was still too close, but even when he was doubted by insiders and pundits, he persevered. He knew Democrats, he knew America, and he was right. And he says, Joe Biden has been an extraordinary president, statesman, hero. But it's hard to deny that in the 2 weeks since the debate, it's the arrogant and small Joe Biden we've seen, hanging on, bragging, defensive, angry, weak. Who else but him, he wonders aloud. Only God could change his mind, he tells us. The stakes for the country are all that matter. The stakes for Joe Biden are beside the point. But it's worth saying just the same. Joe Biden can leave office as one of the greatest presidents in our lifetime. who defeated Trump and put his country first at every turn. Or he can leave a stubborn old man who allowed his hubris and insecurity to destroy his legacy and perhaps our democracy with it. We all have our best and worst selves scrambling over each other, battling it out at the moments that define us. Where is the Joe Biden we elected? Where is the statesman? I hope that version of him shows up soon, and I hope the people around him know where to look. I'm telling you right now, that's a coded message right there. That's a coded message. We'll destroy your legacy. If you don't get out of this race, we, being the Obama crime family, we will destroy you because of the Biden crime family, and you don't have anything on us. Everything you had on us is gone. We have it on you. Get out of this race because you're going to lose, or we're going to destroy your legacy. The 50-year, the statesman, all that other stuff. See, what Lovett is saying here is your typical classic threat. I know, and you know, that I know that you're a corrupt son of a B. You're a corrupt SOB. Everybody in Washington knows it. But you allowed the American people, we helped create this aura around you of this statesman, this dignified statesman. But we know that that's all BS. The real you is an angry, cranky, arrogant, stubborn, corrupt son of a B. You know it and I know it. And if you don't get out of this race, that's going to be your legacy. It's not losing to Trump. He's not saying that here. What John Lovett is saying, what Obama's hatchet man is saying here, what he's saying here is that he can leave as one of the greatest presidents in our lifetime. Or he can leave a stubborn old man who allowed hubris and insecurity to destroy his legacy and perhaps our democracy with it. Translation, get out now. Find a way. We'll help you do it. And all the stuff we have on the Biden crime family goes away. This is a threat. This is a classic, classic threat. It's a very classic threat. And it's so clear and obvious and loud that it's hard to deny. Unless you just look at it at surface level and face value and go, oh, so he's just expressing his opinion. Now they're delivering a message. What's happening right now is this is the end of Joe Biden. And now the question is, how does Joe Biden get out? And they'll all give him a gigantic round of applause and they'll write books about him and they'll go on about what an incredible statesman he is. And they will go on and on about how Joe Biden was just the absolute hero that America needed. Maybe not even the one America deserved. Or it all comes out. Everything the 51 former national security officials and the CIA worked to suppress on that laptop, not just Hunter Biden's disgusting nudie pics, not just him snorting cocaine off of Russian prostitutes, but the corruption stuff, the stuff that everybody knows about, the stuff that Barack Obama knows about. Let's remember something about Barack Obama. He was president of the United States of America during the time that Joe Biden had the Ukraine portfolio. You don't think Barack Obama knows how Joe Biden was enriching himself and his family? You don't think Barack Obama knows exactly about the threats he made to the Ukrainian president to fire Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor? How Obama withheld the money, threatened to withhold the money at Biden's behest? You don't think Obama knows all these things? This all happened in his White House. All those classified documents that were in Joe Biden's garage next to Hunter Biden by the Corvette, those are all documents that were part of his portfolio as Barack Obama's vice president. Barack Obama knows everything on Joe Biden. He's got everything on Joe Biden. Barack Obama can destroy this man single-handedly. That's what John Lovett's saying here. He will not survive this. I'm telling you right now, he's not going to survive this. He can't survive this. You cannot sit there and tell me that Joe Biden is clean. We all know he's dirty. We all know he's corrupt. And they were willing to look the other way. It's just like Bob Menendez. You know, Bob Menendez is dirty and Bob Menendez is corrupt and everybody knows that. And as long as he played ball, then they were going to leave him alone. But he crossed Obama on the Iranian nuclear deal. And what happened? Obama's DOJ indicted him. He crossed Biden on Obama's nuclear deal the second time around. And what happened? Biden's DOJ indicted him. That's how the game's played. You can be as corrupt as you want. You can make as much money as you want. You can enrich everybody. Have at it. But you got to play by the rules. And the minute that you cross us, we will use everything against you and destroy you. Washington is all about portfolios. Washington is all about threats. And Washington is all about revenge. And there's an old saying in Washington, forgive, never forget. Forgive, never forget. Somebody crossed you, forgive them, never forget. That saying is as old as politics itself. And Obama, for all of his statesman persona, he's a Chicago thug. Like every other Chicago politician. They're all thugs, too. They play hardball. You bring a knife, I bring a gun. That's the Chicago way. Come on, you saw The Untouchables. Biden's a thug from Delaware, but he's still a thug. But the difference is that right now, he doesn't have anything on these people who are coming after him. They made sure all of that went away. And what Barack Obama is telling him right now is, Joe, everything you did as my vice president to enrich yourself and your family, I let it go. I told you in 2016 you shouldn't run because I knew all this stuff was out there. When it was coming out in 2020, it was too late. We had to quash it. So we did. I mean, think of the people who were behind that letter. Think of the people who were behind that 51 former national security people letter. They were all Obama people. Clapper, Brennan. These are Obama's top national security guys. You look at that letter, it reads like a Barack Obama reunion letter. And remember what I told you, and this is why I said this back in October of 2023. I told you in October of 2023, when David Axelrod went to that Obama reunion weekend. Do you remember this? And David Axelrod went on a tweet storm that weekend about how Joe Biden cannot win. And I said to you that weekend, this is not a coincidence. Obama had his big reunion weekend in Chicago in October of 2023. And it was on the Sunday. So you remember like a wedding weekend or a bachelor party weekend or something like this. And everybody gets into town on Friday. You have your drinks. You say hello. You catch up. Saturday's the big event. And on Sunday, everybody's having brunch and saying goodbye and going home. On Sunday, David Axelrod decides to start tweeting after spending the weekend with the Obamas, huddled up with their top team, saying Joe Biden has to step aside. And I told you back then, and we can pull the tape if we need to. Not tape, but you know what I mean. We can pull the audio archives if necessary. Matt DeSantis has every hour of this show, every word that comes out of my mouth, except the ones that we don't want to be preserved, which is most of them, because I wind up saying a lot of things that could get me fired and will get me fired at some point. But the other stuff is there. So he can go through it. He can find it for you if you don't believe me. In October of 2023, and I told you when David Axelrod came out and said all this, it was over. It was not a coincidence. He didn't do this on his own. He did this because the Obamas said Joe has to go. He can't win, and he has to go. And this debate that happened in June, just like I told you, this was a setup. This was a setup to get Joe Biden out of this race because he can't win. And the corruption, the Hunter Biden laptop, all the corruption, Ukraine and 10% for the big guy and all of it, the Obamas know about 100% of it. It all happened when Joe Biden was vice president, enriching his family with Ukraine and China and also Romania, the lesser corrupt country. And Russia, the Moscow mayor's wife. The Obamas have it all. And they're not messing around right now. So when John Lovett takes to Twitter and he says, here's your choice, Joe. You can leave office as one of the greatest presidents in our lifetime. Or you can leave as a stubborn old man who allowed hubris and insecurity to destroy your legacy. It's like a scene out of The Godfather. Sitting there telling the guy, this is how it goes down. You can leave with your money. You can leave with your reputation. You can leave with all of us giving you a standing ovation. Or you can leave with your legacy in tatters. Destroyed everything you worked for and possibly worse. I don't know what's on that laptop, but they do. I don't know all the details of what Joe Biden did as vice president to enrich himself and his family vis-a-vis his portfolio as vice president with Ukraine. but they do. I don't know what Joe Biden did to enrich himself and his family vis-a-vis his role as Barack Obama's vice president when it came to China, but they do. They know it all. So they're sitting down right now at the coffee shop, and this is the choice. Leave as a statesman, a hero, the man of the hour who saved this country, or we'll destroy you and your family too. That's the Chicago way. Like that scene in The Untouchables when Al Capone says, I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burned to the ground. That's how they roll. That's how they do it. So they'll destroy Biden. They'll destroy his family. It'll all come out. Every little detail of it will come out. Biden won't be able to survive that. He's going to lose either way because all that corruption comes out, and it's so devastating it would have cost him the election in 2020. That's why Barack Obama's people all worked to write that letter to say the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. They did that to save Joe Biden because it was too late. It was October of 2020. They had to make sure Trump did not win. But this time around, they got plenty of time. It's July. The convention is not till the end of August. They got plenty of time to change the ballot. Anybody who tells you they can't doesn't know what they're talking about. Let me say that again. Anyone who tells you they cannot change the name on the ballot does not know what they are talking about. So don't listen to them, please. Trust me. Don't trust them. I know more than them. And the message is clear. It's over. It's over. How do you want to go out? Do you want to go out as the statesman, or do you want to go out as the corrupt thug we all know you are, and then destroy yourself, your family, and possibly, I don't know, face potential criminal prosecution? Who knows? And I know what you're thinking. Well, can't Biden just pardon himself? Yeah, but he's going to lose either way. Either way, he loses. So it's a question of, do you want to go out losing as a corrupt SOB, or do you want to go out of this race with dignity? Either way, you're going to lose. You're going to lose either way. Trump's going to beat you. But we're going to make sure Trump beats you as a corrupt son of a bee. And we're going to make sure of that fact in addition to everything else. And you will not be able to recover from this. And you may face investigations and criminal investigations and who knows. And you may pardon yourself on the federal level, but you may have broken state laws too. State crimes, who knows? Who knows? But either way, this is not one of those things that you tweet out because you're just expressing your opinion. The writing's been on the wall since October of 2023. And yeah, Joe Biden's stubborn. He's a stubborn old Irishman, and he won't give it up. So now come the threats. He's not going to be president. He's not going to be the candidate. But he's certainly not going to be president. And that's it. And that's the deal. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Your thoughts, weigh in. Love to hear from you. It's over. It's over, Johnny. Nothing is over. Nah, this is over. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I've been telling you how the Democratic National Committee is having a virtual call to nominate Joe Biden. All right? Now, we've been told the reason why they're doing that virtual call is because they have to do it to get on the ballot in Ohio. But I have told you that the easiest, cleanest, and the way that makes the most financial sense to get rid of Joe Biden is to first nominate Joe Biden. That is why I am saying to you right now, Joe Biden will be the Democrat nominee for a period of time. That is the easiest, cleanest, and most financially sound way to replace him as the candidate. The scheduling of the virtual call is a clear example of how the party is moving to add to the perception of Mr. Biden's perceived inevitability. The Democrats initially made plans to hold the earlier vote because an Ohio law required the party's candidates to be formalized by August 7th, or they would forfeit their place on the state's ballot. So that's the excuse we've been given. However, Ohio officials have since passed a temporary measure moving the deadline to accommodate the timing of the Democratic convention this year. But the DNC, solidly under Mr. Biden's control, says it is sticking with its plans for an early roll call vote to guard against any maneuvers by Ohio Republicans to keep a Democratic presidential candidate off the November ballot. I'm calling BS on that. They're keeping the call because first they have to nominate Biden. Once he's nominated, he can retire. He can get off, ride off to sunset. And then the Democrat power bosses pick the replacement. That's according to the Democrat National Committee bylaws. And then Biden can transfer the money. This is all about the money. He can transfer the money over to whoever that person is, that replacement, whether it's Kamala Harris or somebody else. That's why they're doing this. That's why they're doing this. Make no mistake about it. The Obamas are threatening Joe Biden. This is a threat. This is war. This is political war. They got the goods on this guy from his years as vice president. They know all about his Ukraine portfolio. They know all about his corruption. And they will use it against him. They will destroy him if he does not get out of this race. That's what John Lovett said in his tweet. That is the message. And it's being said by every Obama person out there, from Axelrod to Pluff to Favreau to all of them. George Clooney, these are all their people. And they got the goods on him. If they didn't have the goods on him, I would say, well, say whatever you want. He's not going anywhere. And I know that's the conventional wisdom right now. And I also know that when Joe Biden is nominated, people are going to forget that I predicted he'd be nominated, and people are going to tweet at me and say I was wrong. But I'm not going to be wrong, because he's going to be the nominee for a period of time. He has to be. It's the only way to replace him. You cannot replace him until you nominate him. He has to be nominated on that virtual call, and this process has to be controlled, and the power bosses have to control the process. But this tweet today from John Lovett, Barack Obama's guy, this tweet that he put out is a threat. It is a clear threat. Joe Biden has one of two choices to make. You can leave with your legacy intact, or you can leave the other way. The other way. It doesn't get more, it does not get more obvious than that. So it's the Chicago way, as Sean Connery so beautifully reminds us in The Untouchables. As he talks to Kevin Costner, Connery in this clip plays an old Chicago beat cop, you know, and he sees Capone and all the corruption. And here comes Elliot Ness. He's all young and he's got his eyes set on getting Capone, and he doesn't understand the fight. He doesn't understand what he's up against. So Capone, to get him, what you got to do to get Al Capone? Take a listen.
You said you wanted to know how to get Capone. Do you really want to get him? You see what I'm saying? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
And then what are you prepared to do? If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight until one of you is dead.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him.
Want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
That's the Chicago way. That's it. That's how you do it. That's the Chicago way. So, we'll see. See how it goes. But you don't take a shot at the king unless you know you're not going to miss. And these Obama people are too smart. They would not be putting themselves out there like this unless they thought they can pull this off. They just wouldn't. They wouldn't. Not publicly. Behind the scenes, maybe, but not publicly like this. They're making very, very public threats to him. So here's what Joe Biden said, and Fox News played it, so I'm assuming we can play it. I hope so.
I don't feel good about this.
You don't feel good about this?
No. I don't. Okay. It sounds like a bad word. Right?
Yes.
A very, very bad word.
That he did to the guy's wife.
Yes.
Right.
But I'm sure the White House transcript doesn't have the bad word in it.
No.
So
Fox News can play it because they're cable and not subject to FCC jurisdiction. If we play it, and they conclude, but you see, Biden's FCC is not going to say he said the F word.
No, I can't imagine that they will. Because again, there's no chance the White House transcript has the F word in it.
Correct. So then if the FCC were to fine us, we'd have to turn around and say to them, but the official White House transcript is right here. It does not have him saying that I banged your wife.
Yeah, I agree with your assessment. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm not worried from a legal perspective, because the FCC is part of the executive branch of government. We'll say, listen, this is the White House transcript. We just played the audio. Take it up with them.
All right, you convinced me we can probably play it.
Look, they're going to fire me for something. It might as well be this. I'll tell you what, I'll make you feel better. Can you find the official White House transcript?
That's what I'm looking for right now. So this was at the NATO leaders' 75th anniversary event yesterday in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
I'm pulling up the event now. I'm trying to find the transcript. And then I'll read, once I have the transcript, I'll read exactly what Biden said, according to the White House.
Right.
Then we can play the clip, and you can decide whether or not that's what he said.
Exactly. And then if the FCC comes after me, I will turn to the FCC and say, hey, I played the audio. This is the transcript that I'm relying on. It's from the White House.
That seems
That's
fair.
Your boss, the president. So take it up with him. And then we can have a very glorious public firing and a very glorious, amazing viral career that I can have at that moment when I've taken on the FCC with the White House's own BS transcript.
I think that's a good idea.
I do, too.
I'll be living out of a dumpster, but it will be good for your career,
well,
I guess.
It beats the Fleabag Motel they booked us for at the RNC.
Well, you had to know we weren't going to be staying at the Four Seasons. It's Odyssey.
True. I mean, you know, but I don't know. I thought Soros and Huma would like my wedding gift that I sent them. My engagement gift.
I don't know. I don't know very much about Alex Soros, but if you're the son of a billionaire, why are you going after Anthony Weiner's sloppy seconds?
That's a great question, right? I mean, that's a really good question. Why are you going with that guy's sloppy seconds? I'm just saying.
It's a bad
just
move.
Just saying.
You're a billionaire.
Right. Yeah.
You can do
it's
better.
Not good. It's not good. It's not a good look unless, you know, you want it to be the look. Anyway, you look for the transcript, and I'll do a live read. How does that sound?
All right, that sounds fair.
Everybody wins, all right?
Yes.
Everybody wins. I got to see my buddy Dr. Mike Veneria today. I went in there today to get fit for a snore guard, because I snore. We had a great chat, and he's just the best, the absolute best. Bridget has a beautiful new smile now. Dr. Mike replaced her veneers with these beautiful caps, and her smile is gorgeous. She's never looked better, and she's so happy with the treatment. You're going to love the great work of Dr. Mike Veneria. Mama's the only first discovered him for our family, but people have been going to him for generations. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And I'll tell you what, you're not going to find a better dentist. You're not going to find a guy who's more committed to giving you the smile of your dreams. And you're not going to find a kinder staff. They are wonderful people there. Great music playing. And that's why for 10 consecutive years, Dr. Mike Veneria has been recognized as a master of dental implants among his peers. So if you've been putting off that dental procedure, get it done now. Heck, if you've been putting off a dentist, get it done now. Dr. Mike will make you feel and look your best. Just go to VeneriaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Remember, he's my dentist. He's my friend. He's the master of dental implants. And Bridget loves her new smile. Thanks to Dr. Mike, VeneriaDental.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I got to tell you about an 8-year-old girl who was riding her bike and a nosy Karen called the cops on her because I can't say I really have a hard time when parents do this kind of stuff. Well, not parents, but when other people call the cops on parents who let their kids be kids. It infuriates me. I'll tell you that story. And you heard the news update. Krasner won't ask for the death penalty for that cop killer. Shocking, right? I mean, Larry Krasner, the progressive kook, district attorney, Soros-funded whack job. Not surprising at all. Larry Krasner, like many people on the left, believes that capital punishment is wrong. But that's a fine position to have if you believe there's lots of people on the right who believe capital punishment is wrong. The bigger problem is that Larry Krasner believes that criminals are the victims of society, so that they don't deserve the death penalty for their crimes because they are the ones who've been pushed because of society's greed to commit crimes in the first place. So how can you execute them, even if they execute another human being? He's a disgrace, and it's not surprising in any way, shape, or form that he would be anti-death penalty. It's also the big movement on the left. They love to come out and say all those things. They love that. But, you know, they have no real core philosophical problem with, or I should say, no core philosophical defense of life. It's not like Larry Krasner is going to come out tomorrow and be pro-life. It's not about that. He just doesn't believe that criminals should be put to death by society. Now, there's a good argument to be made for capital punishment being just in terms of society getting its revenge on people. But if you're somebody who's pro-life, you may believe that death is death. So, but Krasner doesn't have that mindset. So, like most progressives who are pro-abortion and then also anti-death penalty, it's one of those things. It just happens to be a thing with them. All right. Now, as we look at what could happen, I do think it was very funny last night at Trump's rally that he challenged Biden to play golf. And today Biden came out and said he won't. He won't play golf. So we have the clip of that we'll share with you as well. From Trump's rally last night at Doral. And if you would like to, well, if you're paying attention to the vice presidential pick and would like to weigh in, tweet the show. Give me a tweet and who you think Trump's going to ultimately pick at Rich Zioli. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to get your prediction on what's going to happen. Let's see. Carrie Nelson says, Matt, if you end up living out of a dumpster because of Rich, I would urge you to contact Turning Point so they can urge you, use you as a spokesperson for why you should not go to college, especially not a top Ivy League university. Excellent, Kerry. Well done.
Good point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get another job, DeSantis, if you need to. Johnny Cook says, I have a feeling that Biden's old man voice is an age or a cold it's going to be diagnosed as long COVID. debilitating, problem solved. Sharon wants to know we're going to get Henry back from the morning show. Doubt we will, unfortunately.
Doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good. Prognosis is not good. Matt's by himself today, so don't even bother calling the show because he won't be able to take your call.
I don't even answer typically when there's two people here, so yeah. The odds of it's just me are pretty slim.
It's shocking. Lowe says, Rich, Dems shut out all challengers to King Joe. They bought it. They own it. We shall see. And what else here? Sean Lucas says, my analysis is 100% spot on. Obama has turned on Joe. It's all about saving Obama. The question is Joe out by the end of July or August? 25th Amendment. What say you? And Ohio for Trump says, yeah, sure. Haven't we heard that before? The only way he's leaving is if he expires, literally. We shall see. Okay. I guess the time will tell. But remember, he will be the nominee, at least for a short period of time. That has to happen. All right. So here's a clip of what Biden said. We have the official White House transcript. So if we get into any problems with the FCC, we're just going to say this is what the transcript is the White House put out. And clearly from the transcript, this is not a curse word. In fact, Matt, why don't you read the transcript for us first? This way we can clearly establish that we are not playing something that is a profanity.
Yes, I think that's a very good idea.
There you go.
So this is Biden talking to NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg. And this is what the official White House transcript says, so we can't get in trouble for airing this audio. It says, Mr. Secretary, you've guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize as I was talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. Forgive me. Now, what you hear may not sound like that, but this is the official White House transcript. There's no cursing in it.
Who are we to say the White House would ever alter a transcript of the President of the United States of America? So, without further ado, here we go.
Secretary, you've guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, you're talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Transcript didn't sound accurate.
The transcript doesn't sound accurate.
But that's what he said.
But that's what the transcript says, so it's got to be accurate. One more time, because I'm a little hard of hearing. I'm like, just a little bit. Yeah, there we go. Okay, here, it's one more time.
Secretary, you've guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, you're talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. Forgive me.
Okay.
Poor Mrs. Stoltenberg.
Poor Mrs. Stoltenberg. I mean, wow. She didn't deserve that. She just did not deserve that in any way, shape, or form. Okay, then. Well, listen, we got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up. The big story of the day brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. As we continue along with the show today, six states have now shifted towards Trump, according to the Cook Political Report. I'll share what those states are with you upon my return. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app. The Zeoli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, in the free Odyssey app.
I got to tell you about an 8-year-old girl who was riding her bike, and a nosy Karen called the cops on her, because I can't say, I really have a hard time when parents do this kind of stuff. Well, not parents, but when other people call the cops on parents who let their kids be kids. It infuriates me. I'll tell you that story. And you heard the news update. Krasner won't ask for the death penalty for that cop killer. Shocking, right? I mean, Larry Krasner, the progressive kook, district attorney, Soros-funded whack job. Not surprising at all. Larry Krasner, like many people on the left, believes that capital punishment is wrong. But that's a fine position to have if you believe there's lots of people on the right who believe capital punishment is wrong. The bigger problem is that Larry Krasner believes that criminals are the victims of society, so that they don't deserve the death penalty for their crimes because they are the ones who've been pushed because of society's greed to commit crimes in the first place. So how can you execute them, even if they execute another human being? He's a disgrace, and it's not surprising in any way, shape, or form that he would be anti-death penalty. It's also the big movement on the left. They love to come out and say all those things. They love that. But, you know, they have no real core philosophical problem with, or I should say, no core philosophical defense of life. It's not like Larry Krasner is going to come out tomorrow and be pro-life. It's not about that. He just doesn't believe that criminals should be put to death by society. Now, there's a good argument to be made for capital punishment being just in terms of society getting its revenge on people. But if you're somebody who's pro-life, you may believe that death is death. So, but Krasner doesn't have that mindset. So, like most progressives who are pro-abortion and then also anti-death penalty, it's one of those things. It just happens to be a thing with them. All right. Now, as we look at what could happen, I do think it was very funny last night at Trump's rally that he challenged Biden to play golf. And today Biden came out and said he won't. He won't play golf. So we have the clip of that we'll share with you as well from Trump's rally last night at Doral. And if you would like to, well, if you're paying attention to the vice presidential pick and would like to weigh in, tweet the show. Give me a tweet and who you think Trump's going to ultimately pick at Rich Zeoli. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to get your prediction on what's going to happen. Let's see. Carrie Nelson says, Matt, if you end up living out of a dumpster because of Rich, I would urge you to contact Turning Point so they can use you as a spokesperson for why you should not go to college, especially not a top Ivy League university. Excellent, Kerry. Well done.
Good point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get another job, DeSantis, if you need to. Johnny Cook says, I have a feeling that Biden's old man voice is an age or a cold. It's going to be diagnosed as long COVID, debilitating, problem solved. Sharon wants to know we're going to get Henry back from the morning show. Doubt we will, unfortunately.
Doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good. Prognosis is not good. Matt's by himself today, so don't even bother calling the show because he won't be able to take your call.
I don't even answer typically when there's two people here, so yeah. The odds of it's just me are pretty slim.
It's shocking. Lowe says, Rich, Dems shut out all challengers to King Joe. They bought it. They own it. We shall see. And what else here? Sean Lucas says, my analysis is 100% spot on. Obama has turned on Joe. It's all about saving Obama. The question is Joe out by the end of July or August? 25th Amendment, what say you? And Ohio for Trump says, yeah, sure. Haven't we heard that before? The only way he's leaving is if he expires, literally. We shall see. Okay, I guess the time will tell, but remember, he will be the nominee, at least for a short period of time. That has to happen. All right, so here's a clip of what Biden said. We have the official White House transcript. So if we get into any problems with the FCC, we're just going to say this is what the transcript is the White House put out. And clearly from the transcript, this is not a curse word. In fact, Matt, why don't you read the transcript for us first? This way we can clearly establish that we are not playing something that is a profanity.
Yes, I think that's a very good idea.
There you go.
So this is Biden talking to NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg. And this is what the official White House transcript says, so we can't get in trouble for airing this audio. It says, Mr. Secretary, you've guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize as I was talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. Forgive me. Now, what you hear may not sound like that, but this is the official White House transcript. There's no cursing in it.
Who are we to say the White House would ever alter a transcript of the President of the United States of America? So, without further ado, here we go.
Secretary, you've guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, you're talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. Forgive me.
Yeah.
That transcript didn't sound accurate.
The transcript doesn't sound accurate.
But that's what he said.
But that's what the transcript says, so it's got to be accurate. One more time, because I'm a little hard of hearing. I'm like, just a little bit. Yeah, there we go. Okay, here, it's one more time.
Secretary, you've guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, you're talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. Forgive me.
Okay.
Poor Mrs. Stoltenberg.
Poor Mrs. Stoltenberg. I mean, wow. She didn't deserve that. She just did not deserve that in any way, shape, or form. Okay, then. Well, listen, we got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up. The big story of the day brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. As we continue along with the show today, 6 states have now shifted towards Trump, according to the Cook Political Report. I'll share what those states are with you upon my return. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.